From KXCI Community Media, this is Thesis Thursday. I'm joined in the studio today with Bhumika Fanindra from the University of Arizona. How's it going, Bhumika?
Good. I'm really doing great. How are you, Bridget?
Oh, you know, pretty good. So, what are you doing at the U of A?
I'm currently a senior at the U of A, and my major is neuroscience and cognitive science, and I have a minor in biochemistry as well. I currently work with Melissa Halpern, and we study necrotizing enterocolitis, or NEC, is a life-threatening gastrointestinal disease in newborn infants. The disease is characterized by necrotic inflammation, which is cell death in the distal ileum and the colon. And this inflammation can damage the intestinal epithelium, which is the lining of the small and the large intestine, and it causes increased membrane permeability, which allows bacteria to leak into the abdomen, resulting in serious bacterial infections, sepsis, and even multi-system organ failure. And what we're doing in our lab is studying bile acids and how they contribute to necrotizing enterocolitis. Specifically for my thesis, I want to study how secondary bile acids might cause tight junctions to be dysfunctional and how this might increase susceptibility to NEC.
These tight junctions typically would keep the bile acids at bay?
Yeah, basically they hold the cells together, the epithelial cells inside the intestines. We want to see if bile acids will increase NEC. And we have found that they do. And so the next step is to see how they cause tight junctions to be dysfunctional.
You're watching them do what they do. And so then the next natural step would be to watch to see how they do what they do.
Yeah, so that is exactly what we're studying right now, to see how they do what they do. There are different kinds of tight junctions. Specifically, I will be studying the integral transmembrane proteins, which is a part of the tight junction. These proteins help with channeling or transporting molecules across the membrane. So studying the localization of these proteins will help us uncover how they are critical to barrier function, essentially.
And how did you come to find yourself here doing this great work?
I'm very interested in pediatrics, which is something that I would like to pursue in the future. So when I was looking for labs to work in for UBURP, I came across Melissa Halpern's lab and I saw that they were studying necrotizing enterocolitis. And it's funny because I honestly had never heard of that before, but I had heard it in Grey's Anatomy. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And when she told me all about it and what they were studying, I just was very interested.
What do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
I am taking a gap year. I will be scribing. I will be applying to medical schools this upcoming summer so I could start medical school the year after my gap year.
What is scribing? What is so that? Could you describe it for me?
Yes. Basically, scribing is scribing the notes that the doctor has given you. You're in like those shortened terms, like specific codes that they have for everything.
It's kind of like you're a court reporter.
Yeah, kind of. Shortened abbreviations and things like that.
Well, it sounds like a really good plan, Bhumika. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
You ever listen to music?
I love listening to music, and my love for music kind of grew through my friends. My roommate is very into music, and she makes me playlists and things like that, and so that's how I discover new things, new artists, new songs. And so, yeah, I love listening to music, and I listen to it all the time.
Shout out to your roommate, because yeah. We all need friends like that. It's always good to hear new music and have people introduce us to the things that they love, too.
Exactly. It's just very calming and relaxing, I think, just to listen to music and listen to your own thoughts, I guess. I feel like I do a lot of thinking when I'm listening to music, so.
Yes, for sure. Oh my goodness. Bhumika, thank you. Thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday today.
Of course. I had a really great time talking with you, and thank you so much for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. The music you're hearing is brought to you by Crow Wander. The name of the track is Your Eyes. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.